Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Joe Meyer, to start with, composer who, with Harry Ruby, wrote My Honey's Lovin' Arms.
When he has passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you. Oh, Cause when the world seems wrong, I know that I belong right in my honey's loving arms.
Honey's Lovin' Arms, written by Joe Meyer, and Herman Ruby, played by Joe Venuti, is Blue 4, 1928 for OK Records, Venuti on violin. Jimmy Dorsey playing clarinet, and it's either baritone or bass sax. It sounds like bass sax to me, and trumpet, all by Jimmy. Rube Bloom playing the piano and singing for you. Eddie Lang guitar and barely audible on the drums. Charlie Kegley. Joe Meyer. Other pieces he composed. Let's see. California, Here I Come. If You Knew Susie and the one that's coming up now. He wrote with Roger Wolf Collins called Crazy Rhythm. And this is Bill Harris's band, the trombonist. Ben Webster plays the tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls piano, Red Mitchell, another M person here, playing bass, and Stan Levy on the drums.
Thank you.
Bill Harris, his trombone and his band, 1957 in Los Angeles for Fantasy Records, and Crazy Rhythm, written by Joe Meyer and Roger Wolf Kahn. Ben Webster's tenor, Jimmy Rolls piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Crazy Rhythm. Wonderful. The dancers would have just loved that because, you know, you go home dancing the tune rather than whistling it, that kind of thing. Johnny Mercer, I was, you know, as I said, doing the alphabet, I'm going back to people that I've already done because I discover things and sort of in the second half of the alphabet. And I found this, which Mercer made with Johnny Williams, the piano player and composer, and it's a rare one. I didn't even know I had it. I was digging around, and oh, my goodness. So Mercer's here again. It's called A Big Beautiful Ball, and it features Jackie and Roy. That's vocalist Jackie Kane. And Roy Kral, who plays the piano here as well. It was done in 1966. Don Payne plays the electric bass and Don McDonald the drums for Verve Record, A Big Beautiful Ball.
Hey, look at me, mama, I'm dancing. I might somersault right over the wall. This isn't a girl, but a whole world I'm romancing, and we're having a big, beautiful ball. It's like I went and got high on a Whitani. Yes, sirree, maybe I feel 80 feet tall. My heaven's above, everyone loves everybody, and we're having a big, beautiful ball. Funny old world, I just adore you. Fondly, I implore you. You old troubadour, you please. When you get ready, I'd like to go steady and be in a big groove. Don't let somebody out there digging us all. Old Chubby, it ends up just like in a movie. We're having us one fabulous, fantabulous, beautiful ball. La da 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 da.
Johnny Mercer, once again, Johnny Williams putting that together. A Big Beautiful Doll, 1966 for Verve Records, with Jackie and Roy singing for you, and Roy playing the piano, and Don Payne the electric bass, and Don McDonald the drums. A Big Beautiful Doll. Okay, now, two M's come up. Thelonious Monk and his bass player, Gary Mapp. They're joined by the brilliant drumming work of Max Roach. 1952 for Prestige Records. Jack Strachey and Harry Link wrote the first one. It's called These Foolish Things. And Monk, the second, Trinkle Tinkle. Thelonious Monk Trio for Prestige Records, 1952. Monk Piano, Gary Mapp, playing bass, Max Roach drums. These Foolish Things, and by Monk, Trinkle Tinkle. And I love the sound of that piano. Just has that, I've been used. You know, not in a bad way. Great piano sound there. Thelonious Monk, Gary Mapp, and Max Roach. Clara Morris now, Chicago, 1941.
That's when I get even. Me and the devil can't get along. It was old bad whiskey made me lose my best boyfriend.
Clara Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Chicago, 1941, for Bluebird Records. One she wrote, I'm Blue Daddy. And one Robert Brown wrote, he's better known as Washboard Sam, I Stagger in My Sleep. Blind John Davis on the piano, Lonnie Johnson, guitar, Willie Mitchell, playing string bass, Clara Morris. Now we go to Billy Moore, composer and arranger, and I brought Jimmy Lunsford's great band from 1940 in Chicago, 1941 in New York. These are by Moore, or arranged by him also. First up, two of them, Monotony in Four Flats, and music that's A-flat major. And Let's Try Again, which features a vocal by the alto and clarinetist in the band, Dan Grissom. From 1940, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, and the work of Billy Moore.
Thank you. was foolish to part, for you're still in my heart. I can't believe we're through. Let's try again. I keep longing for you. Will my heart break in two? I can't go on like this. Let's try again. You were wrong, so was I. Let's not bother why. Forgive and I will too. Let's live and love anew. If I say I don't care, my poor heart filled with fear, this cannot be the end. Let's try again.
Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra and the beautiful work of Billy Moore doing composition and arrangement for the band. Monotony in Four Flats and featuring a vocal by Dan Grissom. Let's Try Again. If you heard an alto saxophone, it was Willie Smith. Trumpet work by Snooky Young. Tenor saxophone by Joe Thomas. Al Norris on guitar. Now to arrangements and moving to Decca Records instead of Columbia and 1941 instead of 1940. First up by Walt Finlayson, arranged by Billy Moore, I Had a Premonition. Grissom will sing that for you, and the trumpet player will be Gerald Wilson, who made a name for himself as an arranger and composer as well. And Joe Thomas, the tenor saxophonist, Battle Axe, arranged by Moore.
That a romance so deep, that the stars above would find a love for me. I had a premonition of a dreamland in the sky, and a love song that would never, never die. And then I beheld an angel standing before me, lovely to see. My heart just seems to miss a beat. Angels we so seldom meet. I had a premonition of a miracle from the blue. Darling, now I know the miracle was you.
Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra 1941 for Decca Records, and two arrangements for the band by Billy Moore. I Had a Premonition, and featured the vocalizing of Dan Grissom and Gerald Wilson's trumpet, Willie Smith alto, Joe Thomas tenor. Battle Axe by Joe Thomas, arranged by Moore. Trum a Young Trombone came in, Gerald Wilson again on trumpet. At the end, Snooky Young getting up into the stratosphere for the trumpet, and Joe Thomas and Willie Smith again. Billy Moore.
Do you long for oolong like I long for oolong, baby? Do you long for oolong like I long for oolong, baby? Old man with a boot from a long tender shoe to rule on. Can you imagine me with you about like me? Tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone, dear. There'll be nobody near us to see or to hear us. No relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it, no. We own a telephone. Blue the bottle, lot of dollar break. And you'll always start to bake sugar cake just for me to take. So all the boys can see, dear. We will raise a family with a boy for you, a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we will be? Are you gone on Ceylon like I'm gone on Ceylon, baby? Are you gone on Ceylon like I'm gone on Ceylon, baby? Oh man, what a boot from a long tender shoot of Ceylon. Thank you. Flash, 1983. Same chick still on his knee. She goes for he, but is up to his eyeballs in T-ball. And there's been nobody near him to see, to hear him. No relations on weekend vacations. They've never been known to answer that telephone. Blue, the bottle, blood of dawn breaks. She awakes, still bestows knockout cakes. They're not wasted, they're so pretty to see. They started to raise a family, but the kids left home at the age of three, singing ooh-law, too much it at ooh-law. And now since the kids departed, the family is right where it started, back to tea for two. Can't get up enough to kiss you. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. I can't make up my mind to leave my fears behind and try to carry out my scheme. I spend an hour each day rehearsing what to say, but practice doesn't pay, it seems. I can't get up the nerve to kiss you, baby, not the way I kiss you in my dreams. Practice doesn't pay, it seems. I can't get up there to kiss you, baby. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams.
First up, 1946 for Decca Records. Tea for Two, written by Vincent Eumanns and Irving Caesar, and messed with considerably and arranged by Gil Evans. Not the first stuff he did, but there for them. And then 1937, also for Decca, I Can't Get Up the Nerve, written by George Weiss and Benny Benjamin. Mooney playing the accordion and singing. Andy Fitzgerald, clarinet. Jack Hotop on guitar and Gate Friga playing string bass. Joe Mooney Quartet, 1946, 1937. for Decca. I'd like to go back to 1923, talk about Thomas Edison. You know, he turned on the light for us. Other things, his inventions. He did what is called a diamond disc, Edison diamond disc. They're like 10-inch 78s, a little bit more, and thick. And being a good American citizen, he was also a businessman. In other words, he made records that could only be played on his phonographs. I'm going to remind you of something. Edison diamond disc, all right. Charlie Matson's Creole Serenaders, 1923, are going to do a Porter Granger composition, "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," on a Thomas Alva Edison diamond disc.
Thank you.
A. Matson and his Creole Serenaders, 1923. Matson playing the piano, leading the band, doing "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," written by Porter Granger. All done for on a diamond disc created by Thomas A. Edison. Right there. Pat Bowie now. She's going to sing. The people at Prestige says, get a band. So she got a band. She asked Charles McPherson to bring his alto and bring some friends. He did. He brought Tommy Flanagan to play piano, Al Hall to play bass, O.C. Johnson to play the drums. And here is Pat Bowie.
Since I failed for you.
Pat Bowie for you, and some singer. Had a lot of calls. Who is that? I never heard her. Well, keep listening to other things maybe you haven't heard, and go out and get them. They're out there. Pat Bowie, with Charlie McPherson on alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, Al Hall bass, O.C. Johnson drums. 1965 for Prestige Records. They did Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written by Clarence Williams and Charlie Warfield in 1919. And Since I Fell for You, words and music by Buddy Johnson, 1948. Now I want to move on to Charlie McPherson. That's right, 1965. Same time, same record company, Prestige. He's going to do two. He has Clifford Jordan with him on tenor, Barry Harris piano, George Tucker on string bass, and Alan Dawson playing the drums.
Thank you.
Charles McPherson Quintet and his alto saxophone, 1965 for Prestige Records. Clifford Jordan tenor sax, Barry Harris on piano, George Tucker bass, and Alan Dawson playing drums. Dexter Rides Again, written by Dexter Gordon, the tenor saxophonist. And Gordon based that on a Monk tune called Well You Needn't, and a bridge based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Then a blues written by McPherson called I Don't Know. And what he does in honor of Charlie Parker, also an alto saxophonist, is he plays a little introduction and a coda, which is something that Parker does on his celebrated Parker's Mood. That thing at the beginning. McPherson alto, Clifford Jordan, Barry Harris, George Tucker, Alan Dawson. That's right. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. We're here for you 24 hours a day. My slice of the pie is 3 to 6 on Sundays. Hope you had a fine holiday celebration. Saw a lot of new friends and what have you. And weathered the storm of the weather. It's always funny to me about weather because I'm the same way as most people. I mean, you know, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have snow? And that lasts for just a few seconds. Anyway, it's interesting. And it was really beautiful. I was able to get some photographs. Pristine, crystalline, all of that. Gary McAdams now playing his guitar in 1935 in Louis Prima's band. Louis is going to play his trumpet and sing for you right here, right now. ¶¶
Lassie came to read the tea leaves. It made me feel quite gay when she said that someone in the tea room would come and steal my heart away. I thought it really inconceivable, but just imagine my surprise. You made the story quite believable right there before my eyes. With a smile that's sweeter than a rose's, you made a dream come true. Oh, it was in little Gyp's tea room I gave my heart to you.
And his New Orleans Gang, 1935 for Brunswick, in a little gypsy tea room. Edgar Leslie and Johnny Burke wrote that. Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Frank Pinero on piano, McAdams, Gary McAdams on guitar, on string bass, Jack Ryan, and Sammy Wise on the drums. Louis Prima. Some of the work done by the Library of Congress in 1940 included recording great artists in this art. Blind Willie McTell, for one, playing on his 12-string guitar and singing for you.
Showing the boys and girls what they can do about kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Not on the avenue to keep it whole, you find Kelly and the king of the bowl. Take time, buddy. Got to teach him how to kill it, kid. You know, Sister Kate took Brother Moe, bounced him around across the floor, trying to kill it, kid. Find the money, about to kill it, kid. Sit down, honey, take a shot of this pint. Kill it, be in a regular kick, this giant. Go kill it, kid. Take the flow and kill it, kid. I even kick it in the country, won't cost a dime. If you get in town, it's a $40 fine. Kill it, kid. Take it either way, you kill it, kid. You know, Papa got a Cadillac, Mama got a Buick. Sister got mad, go, she gonna do it. You wanna kill it, kid? Take it either way, you kill it, kid. You want to kick it in the kennel like Ben on a Ford. Do your jiving or the running board, rock hard. Don't jump, kill it, kid. But I know you old enough again. Ain't too old, mama, to shift them gears on the wheel. Quit your turning and kill it, kid. Well, I'm crazy about your lot and fool about your lot. All along, crazy about the whopping you got, quit switching. Don't shimmy, just kill it, kid. Now when you take that trip on the mountaintop, come and show the southern women how to Eagle Rock. Spread your wings. Don't fly, kill it, kid. Lord, you got to dodge your mark, dodge your mark. Get out of town if you're gonna dodge the law, so you kill it, kid. Go to the country, kill it, kid. Sit over at that corner, gal, make some toddy, cause we gonna get high and drunk everybody. Kill it, kid. Take time, kill it, kid. Because if you don't believe I'll swing you right, take me to your castle and let's swing it all night. Kick it, kid. Midnight, we'll kill it, kid. Play that thing. Thought you're gonna twizzle like a tadpole, wobble like a frog. Every time you kick it, you'll holler, hot dog, kill it, kid. Take it easy when you're...
Blind Willie McTell for the Library of Congress and issued by New World Records, done in Atlanta, Georgia, 1940. McTell's composition, Kill It Kid Rag, 12-string guitar and singing. Charles Mingus now in his Jazz Workshop, 1960 for Candid Records, meaning Ted Curzon, trumpet, Eric Dolphy, alto saxophone, Mingus on string bass and vocal, and Danny Richman on drums and vocal.
Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Oh, Lord, don't let them kill us. Oh, Lord, no more swastikas. Thank you.
That's ridiculous, Daddy. Oh, why are they so sick and ridiculous, Daddy? Brainwash and teach you a.
Charles Mingus and his Jazz Workshop, 1960, for Candid Records, and his composition, the original Fabus Fables. Ted Kersen on trumpet, Eric Dolphy alto, Mingus string bass and vocal, Danny Richman drums and vocal.
Thank you.
Chew Berry, his tenor sax, and his Stomp Stevedores for Variety Records, 1937. They played Indiana by James Hanley and Limehouse Blues by Philip Brom. Orrin Hot Lips Page playing the trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Chew Berry tenor, and the alphabetical person George Matthews playing trombone, Horace Henderson piano, Lawrence Lucy, guitar, Israel Crosby from Chicago, string bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums, George Matthews. Billy May now, trumpet player, arranger, composer, lots of stuff. Hollywood 1967, arranging for Nancy Wilson.
Funny feeling that this thought that's been a-stealing through my brain is not to be ignored. But to really tell the truth, though I am not a well-known sleuth, I honestly believe that you are bored. You Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart, you've changed. You've changed. Your kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way. I can't understand you change. Each memory that we shared, you ignore every star above you. I can't realize you ever cared. You've changed. You're to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life, of jazz and cocktails. The boys I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock days. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I live a lush life in some small. With the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Nancy Wilson for you with Billy May arrangements. And, what a task to do when you're arranging for someone. You do it for them, not for you. May was brilliant at that. You've Changed, written by Bill Carey and Carl Fisher, and Lush Life by Billy Strayhorn. That was done in Hollywood, 1967, for Capitol Records. Billy May and Nancy Wilson. Sherman Myers wrote a tune in 1926, and by the title you wouldn't know that it would have been chosen to be in this art, but it was. It's called Moonlight on the Ganges. Moonlight on the Ganges. Excuse me. Moonlight on the Ganges, composed in 1926 by Sherman Myers. First up, Benny Goodman, his orchestra for Columbia. December 1940, Goodman's clarinet, the arrangement by Eddie Sauter. The trumpet work in Goodman's band by Cootie Williams, who had just joined the band, coming from Duke Ellington. Then Art Tatum, recorded by Verve. 1955 solo piano, Moonlight on the Ganges. That Tatum, music has us. It controls us. We can't do anything about that. It brings us, it tosses us around, it laughs at us and all this stuff. You know, our lives are filled with it. And it's good. And it brings up old, terrible memories. And it brings up wonderful memories. All that. And for me, I'm going to play that Tatum again. Okay? Tatum and Moonlight on the Ganges. Tishomingo Blues now. I'm going to chase it. Two different times playing it. It was written by Spencer Williams a long time ago. Lizzie Miles redid it for Cook Records in 1955 with Red Camp on the piano. And Ellington in 1928 with his Washingtonians getting started in his brilliant career. And their version.
I'm going to Tishomingo because I'm sad and blue. I want to linger way down old Dixie way. How my loving heart cries out in pain, 'cause I wish I was back again, in a place with a race where they make you welcome all the time. We down in Tishomingo, beneath those cypress trees. Oh, I wanna linger way down all the Dixie way. try to resist temptation. I just can't refuse. Way down in Tishomingo, I wanna linger where they play those weary blues. Bloomy red, bloomy, yeah. We gotta linger, yes, we gotta linger, boy. We gotta go on down to Tishomingo. Go on to Tishomingo where we play those blues. We gotta Tishomingo, because I'm sad and blue, so sad and blue, I gotta linger way down old Dixie way, cause my loving heart cries out in pain. I wish I was back again in a place with a race where they make me welcome all the time. Way down on Tishomingo beneath those cypress trees. Yes, those trees, I want to linger way down on Dixie way. Will to resist temptation, love, I just can't refuse. In Tishomingo, I gotta linger where they play those weary blues.
Thank you.
Tishomingo Blues by Spencer Williams. And two versions of that. First, Lizzie Miles singing it, New Orleans, 1955, with Red Camp at the piano for Cook Records. And then the Washingtonians, Ellington's band, in 1928 for Brunswick, doing their version, and alphabetically two players, Louis Metcalf soloing first on trumpet and Bubber Miley second on cornet. Others, Johnny Hodges alto, Barney Bigard clarinet, and Joe Nanton. Tricky Sam, he was called, because he was able to do such magical things with his mutes and his trombone. That same band now, same time, the Washingtonians, Duke Ellington, Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy, and Jubilee Stomp by Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington is a band known as the Washingtonians, 1928 for Brunswick. We heard two, Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy, Bubber Miley, and Lewis Metcalf are the alphabetical people in that band, and they're playing respectively cornet and trumpet. Johnny Hodges, soprano and alto, Joe Nanton trombone in that. Then Jubilee Stomp. Otto Hardwick played the alto, and Louis Metcalf the trumpet, Barney Bigard clarinet, Joe Nanton trombone, Ellington piano. And took a couple of breaks on that where the band stops and you can hear him, Barney Bigard, all those. And in digging around at home, I found Johnny Mandel I wanted to bring for you as an arranger for Anita O'Day, Hollywood 1961. For Verve. Carl Sigman and Bob Russell wrote this. It's called Crazy, He Calls Me.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains. If he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so will it be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy love am I. The difficult will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy.
Anita O'Day singing a beautiful arrangement by Johnny Mandel of Crazy He Calls Me. Hollywood 1961 for Verve Records, and nice alto saxophone work there by Joe Maney. Johnny Mandel. Gildo Mahoney's now pianist. He's going to have his own band, but first he's a member of Booker Irvin Quintet, meaning Carmel Jones trumpet, Booker Irvin tenor saxophone, Gildo Mahoney's piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. This is Dizzy Gillespie's Groovin' High.
Thank you.
Gilda Mahoney's playing the piano there for you, in a band led by Booker Irvin, who played the tenor. 1964 for Prestige, Groovin' High by Dizzy Gillespie, based on the classic Whispering. Carmel Jones trumpet, Booker, as I said, on tenor, Mahoney's piano, Richard Davis, a beautiful, walking, strong bass, and Alan Dawson on the drums.
Thank you.
Gilda Mahoney's trio. He's playing the piano. And Jimmy Smith playing the drums and George Tucker on string bass. 1963 for Prestige. And Good Morning Heartache, written by Irene Higginbotham, Irving Drake, and Dan Fisher.
Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that has blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. Through my heart, gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that has gone with the wind.
Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, and Herb Magison and Allie Rubel's 1937, Gone with the Wind. Hollywood, 1983, for Pablo Records. Pablo, Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass. And to continue with the guitar, many of you have asked for this gentleman, and he will show up a lot. And I brought this trio with Wes Montgomery because it's not done much, even when his stuff was being done. Riverside Records, 1959. Melvin Rhine is on organ and Paul Parker on drums and Wes Montgomery on guitar.
Thank you. Thank you.
1959 for Riverside Records, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Melvin Ryan on organ, and Paul Parker playing the drums. The End of a Love Affair by Eddie Redding in 1950, Ikara by Horace Silver, Missile Blues by Montgomery, and Too Late Now by Burton Lane for the film Royal Wedding in 1950. Wes Montgomery.